Philadelphia Freedom. Elton John and KQB, 5 minutes past 6 o'clock, 5 after 6. Here with Bob DiCarlo in the morning, another bunch of rain overnight. Good for the lawn, good for the crops. Where was it? The Paul Harvey story in Du Bois. The guy has 5,000 marijuana plants on 20-some acres up there. Hope it isn't a brush fire, or all of Du Bois will be walking around for 2-3 weeks. Anyway, it's supposed to be a beautiful day later on today. Heading for a high of 80-something. Isn't that weird to say goodnight to somebody at 9 minutes after 6 o'clock in the morning? That's how it is when you're an all-night man. I heard George say later, he was doing the weather forecast. He said the high this afternoon, because, believe me, this is George Hart's afternoon when you're an all-night radio person. So, anyway, good night, George, or good morning, as the case might be. Good morning to you at home. How you doing? Mostly clear, the weather forecast calls for today on this August 12th, with a high temperature today of 84 degrees. We did have rain overnight. I just thought this song was rather appropriate past a whole bunch of stuff that we've had Sunday, yesterday. Some summer rain, Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers, summer rain, 13 after 6 o'clock on KQB. Good morning to you. I got some sports. Caleb Perry with... Well, let me do the Pirates first, because I gotta read this one. It's been so long since we said victory. After a five-game losing streak, left-hander John Candelaria gave up just 4 hits in 6 innings, and we came on strong in the 9th. Beat the Braves 8-1. Do it! Now, the victory gave the Bucks a 3-game lead in the National League East. The Phillies lost 7-1 to the Los Angeles Dodgers on television. It was terrific. You were able to hear us winning on the radio and watch Philadelphia get hammered on TV. What a unbelievably wonderful experience, really was. John Candelaria, 6-2, and a brave runner didn't get past second base. He had to leave the game in the 6th because of a blister on his finger. Manuel Orantes of Spain beat Arthur Ashe 6-2, 6-2, and won the U.S. Clay Court Championships men's division. That's sports. 3 minutes worth. 16 after 6 o'clock on KQB. Bob DiCarlo getting you out of bed. Tuesday morning in the City of Champions. Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds. Hamilton, Joe Frank and Reynolds, Falling in Love Again on KQB. It's 19 after 6 o'clock here with Bob DiCarlo, a 16-year-old teenager in very serious condition at Allegheny General Hospital. Steve Lowell has details on KQB News at 6:25. Here's our KQB weather. It's supposed to turn pretty nice. Variably cloudy. This hour of the morning, my mouth doesn't work. Chance of shower 2 this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, high 84. Then variably cloudy tonight. You should never slip that in on a radio star when he's just woken up. Variably cloudy. Low 65. Partly cloudy tomorrow. Chance of showers and thundershowers throughout the day, and a high temperature tomorrow of 83 degrees. We have a 30% chance of a shower this morning, which ain't bad. 20% this afternoon and tonight. In the City of Champions now, 69 degrees. It is August 12th, Tuesday, 224th day of 1975. There are 141 days left in the year, about two-thirds of the way through. And on this day in 1945, I know you don't remember, but there aren't too many people, I guess, around who really recall. We were getting ready to close out the Great War. VJ Day, Victory Over Japan Day, is celebrated August 14th, big holiday in the state of Rhode Island. They give everybody the day off. So you can have the day off, too. Your boss then says anything, say, DiCarlo told me I could. America and Ventura Highway at 6:25 on KQV.
Hospital officials are treating a Northside team. City of Champions at 69 degrees. For KQV News, I'm Steve Lowell.
Could this be the magic? Barry Manilow. That's nice. It's 28 minutes before 7 o'clock on KQV, 69 degrees. Look for variable cloudiness a little later on today. We're heading for a high of about 84 or so. Today's August 12th, August 19th. No-fault insurance will definitely go into effect. It was supposed to go into effect on July 19th, but nobody knew what it was. So now I know what it is, and I don't understand it. insurance man keeps sending me these little notes explaining everything, and I keep sending them back saying, are you kidding or what? Listen to what the man said, Paul McCartney and Wings. Listen to what the man said. It's, well, better make it 23 before 7. 23 minutes to 7 o'clock now on KQV. I'm Bob DiCarlo. Good morning. Happy birthday. Congratulations today. Buck Owens, country music star. He's 46. Porter Wagoner, another country music star, is 45. On this day in 1877, Thomas Edison turned over a crude model of his talking machine to an assistant and said, make another one suitable for demonstration purposes. His assistant said, Mr. Edison, I bet you $2 it won't work. But when he made the demonstration model, it did work. He paid Edison the $2. And, of course, his assistant, Mr. Krebsy, is the first disc jockey ever. My goodness, this should be a very important day of radio stations all across America. Here's Neil Diamond.
Cracklin' Rosie,
Cracklin' Rosie, Neil Diamond, 20 before 7 o'clock at KQB. Good morning to you. Let me give you that entire Pittsburgh weather story, because it's kind of a bit of a surprise. It's just calling for a chance of showers this morning. Now, I don't know whether you should take your umbrella with you if you're just getting ready to go on the bus or not. Ah, risk it. What the heck? How wet can you get? It will become partly sunny this afternoon and tonight with a high today of 86, pretty warm, low tonight 65. Partly cloudy, chance of showers or thunder showers tomorrow and a high of 85 degrees. 20% chance of rain through tonight, up to 40% tomorrow in the City of Champions. It is now 68 degrees. Today's big day around the DiCarlo household to bring my bride home from the hospital. Oh, I have to get her home, do some washing and ironing and stuff. My goodness sake, dishes have been piling up for a week. What do you mean, convalesce? Here is Three Dog Night.
Seasons changing, summer's gone.
Three Dog Night until the world ends. That's a great song. 16 before 7 o'clock on KQB. That was written by Dave Loggins, the guy who wrote Please Come to Boston. State police are fed up with truck drivers. Steve Lowell will have details on KQV News at 6:55. It's a great story, and I just want to whet your appetite a little bit. So stand by for the news. I think you're going to like this one. Okay, in sports, last night our Buccos defeated those Atlanta Braves 8-1. Big key hit was a two-run double by Manny Sanguian, and off we went. Finally, after five consecutive losses, John Candelaria went six innings and developed a blister on his pitching finger. He hadn't worked in a little over a week. Candelaria is now 6-2, got the victory. Kent Tecovi wrapped it up for us. Now, we have a three-game bulge in that National League East. Phil's lost 7-1 to the Dodgers. Go get them, Dodgers. Let's see. I had one more item in sports. It's in tennis. Manuel Orantes of Spain won the U.S. Clay Court Men's Championship yesterday. Really hammered Wimbledon champion Arthur Ashe, 6-2, 6-2. That's sports, 13 before 7 o'clock at KQB. Maybe a shower this morning, so laugh in the rain. Neil Sedaka.
Strolling along country road.
Sedaka's Laughter in the Rain, 11 before 7 o'clock at KQV. Bob DiCarlo in the morning. I got a story to tell you about a mother-in-law. Hold on.
Wake up, America!
Just when you...
Mr. Digel, the anti-gas antacid. Use only as directed.
Hey, you know, there's Digel. This guy... Thank you. There's this guy out in... he's out in Minnesota. And his mother-in-law has been living with him for 10 years. His mother-in-law has been living with him for 10 years. But he doesn't want her to live with him. Nor does his wife want her mother to live with him, but she won't leave. So he's taking her to court to get her evicted. The petition that he's filed in court said Mr. Hale and his wife have asked Mrs. Zeta Mullen to leave their home, but she has flatly refused to move or discuss the matter. What would you do in a case like that? Steve Lowell just made a very interesting gesture. I wish we were on television, Steve, but I don't know. Kick your mother-in-law out. Do it. That's right. Here's the hustle, everybody, in 8 minutes before 7 at KQB. McCoy and the Hustle at 6:55 on KQV.
Smokey the Bear has had it up.
The best music on KQV, Pittsburgh.
Bob DiCarlo, 14 KQV.
It is raining pretty good in the city. Take your umbrella out. You know, they may have introduced high-heeled shoes to men. Now they're going to have to introduce high-heeled galoshes. For goodness sake. Only you.
Only you.
This is Ringo Starr.
Can make this world seem right. One and only you.
Ringo have the last laugh. Everybody used to say Ringo is not the most talented of the Beatles, but he's the cutest. He's the guy with all the hit records and the movies. And the guy whose marriage is going bad now. I was kind of surprised to hear that. 4 minutes past seven, singing in the rain here with Bob DiCarlo on KQV. It's 44 degrees, kind of mild. In sports, NHL action last night, Chicago 5, Atlanta 2, Los Angeles 4, Toronto 1. Pens are at home tonight against the Montreal Canadiens. Ron Stackhouse and Bob Kelly are listed as doubtful participants. Pirate superstar Bobby Clemente among 12 sports greats named to the Black Athletes Hall of Fame yesterday. The Steelers have placed four players on the first team of UPI American Conference All-Star Squad. Roy Girella, the only offensive player. Joe Green, Jack Hamm, and defensive end L.C. Greenwood are all on the All-Star defensive unit. Four other Steelers made the second team, including Franco Harris, John Kolb, Andy Russell, and Dwight White. Ticket sales beginning Monday for the first round playoff game, December 22nd. You can get your tickets over at Three Rivers. By the way, Mike Wagner will not be ready for Cincinnati on Saturday. Sam Davis, Preston Pearson, and John McMakin have recovered enough to work out with the team. It's good news. College basketball last night, Point Park 81, St. Francis 59, at sports.
Peerless Willoughby's After Christmas extravaganza ever. And while you're there, see the full line of Kodak products.
Christmas time means family memories for everyone. Memories that can come alive with a Kodak movie book projector from Peerless Willoughby. Relive your holiday fun now and for years to come with the handsome new Kodak movie deck projectors with the easy operation of a tape deck. Whether your movies are 8mm or Super 8, you'll be able to put on a great show. And selected models feature a built-in viewing screen for lights on previews. See the Kodak movie deck projectors today at Peerless Willoughby. Make your holidays come alive tomorrow. And remember to get a Kodak at an after Christmas price right now at Peerless Willoughby. 6 minutes past 7 o'clock, 7:06. Number two song in the Steel City. Bungle in the Jungle. Ian Anderson and Jethro Tull. Jethro Tull, here with Bob DiCarlo in the morning, getting you out of bed. 9 minutes past 7 o'clock, 7:09 on KQV. Good morning.
Hi, I'm ready.
Hi, Ed.
Number
7-800.
Thursday weather. Rain today, raining right now in the city. Partly cloudy tonight, a chance of snow flurries, low 32. Partly cloudy tomorrow, high again in the 40s. It's raining, as I mentioned, 70% chance of it continuing off and on. Right now, 44 degrees with DiCarlo in the morning on KQV.
14 KQV.
If you don't know me by now, I am in big trouble. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes on KQB at 12 minutes past 7 o'clock. Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes at quarter after 7. If you don't know me by now, my name's Bob DiCarlo, and this is KQB. It's good to see you today. Today is the day of the invention of golf tees. And with all the snow we've had on the ground, you know, 13 inches of snow and the cold temperatures, I am a real golf aficionado, and I have not had a chance to play. Yesterday, it got so bad I needed a golf fix. I went out into the garage, held my golf clubs to my bosom. I put on my golf spikes, went out and kicked the snowbanks, took out my picture of Jack Nicklaus and stared at it longingly. I'm telling you, these winter months are tough on we golf nuts, you know.
Enjoy the holiday for sure.
If you're within the sound of my voice, there's a beneficial finance office near you. 45 of them right here in the Pittsburgh area. See the white pages of your phone book for the beneficial office nearest you. Loans up to $3,500, and they're open Saturdays till noon. 16 minutes past 7 o'clock and raining in the city. 7:16. Allow yourself a little extra time. The parkways will be slippery, of course. mild, though, 44 degrees. I have a real interesting feeling that this song is going to make it to the number one position by Barry Manilow. It's already number seven. Here's Mandy.
I remember all.
Past 7 o'clock, raining in the city. Tomorrow's the last day, by the way, to... Well, in fact, today's the last day to get your cards in, because tomorrow we're going to hold the drawing in our Maine potato contest. You could win a week for two in Maine for $500 cash. You know what they do with an old Maine potato? Do you? They put it out to spud.
Oh.
Blame the News Bureau for that.
For the economy.
Damp and cloudy. It's 41 degrees. It's 42 at KQV. At 7:30, this is Richard Stone.
Bob DiCarlo.